From my narration for Audible, Peter Rabbit by Beatrix Potter. Once upon a time, there were four little rabbits, and their names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter. They lived with their mother in a sandbank underneath the root of a very big fir tree.
"Now, my dears," said old Mrs. Rabbit one morning, "you may go into the fields or down the lane, but don't go into Mr. McGregor's garden. Your father had an accident there. He was put in a pie by Mrs. McGregor. Now run along and don't get into mischief. I am going out."
Then old Mrs. Rabbit took a basket and her umbrella to the baker's. She bought a loaf of brown bread and 5 currant buns. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who were good little bunnies, went down the lane to gather blackberries. But Peter, who was very naughty, ran straight away to Mr. McGregor's garden and squeezed under the gate. From my narration for Audible, Pot On and Aura by Ken Brody. With the CEO in transit, there was no one to stop him. So McHugh, a balding man with a fringe of white hair and an Irish temper, was standing in the lab area, red in the face, and lecturing Sarah and Deepak.
"I don't know what you eggheads doing here all day, and frankly, I don't care. What I see is more of these defective exoplac modules coming back in than we have going out. And you say you don't even know what the problem is. Didn't you invent the damn things? How is it you don't know how they work?"
Deepak bobbed his head. "Aura was the inventor. All we did was follow her patent and her instructions. But Aura is gone."
"So put her back together. Isn't that supposed to be what you're good for? I got $500 million order to fill, and you had better do whatever it is you do. But get those defective units fixed and out of here. If it was up to me, I'd fire the lot of you and bring in someone who can make things work."
From my narration for Audible, Rikki Tikki Tavi by Rudyard Kipling. This is the story of the great war that Rikki Tikki Tavi fought single-handed through the bathrooms of the big bungalow in Sigauli Cantonment. Darzee the tailor bird helped him, and Chuchundra the muskrat, who never comes out into the middle of the floor, but always creeps round by the wall, gave him advice. But Rikki Tikki did the real fighting. He was a mongoose, rather like a little cat in his fur and his tail, but quite like a weasel in his head and habits. His eyes and the end of his restless nose were pink. He could scratch himself anywhere he pleased, with any leg, front or back, that he chose to use. He could fluff up his tail till it looked like a bottle brush, and his war cry as he scuttled through the long grass was,
"Rick, tick, ticky, ticky, chick-chick."
Jack DeGolia, War Dances, Sherman Alexi. My Kafka baggage. A few years ago, after I returned from a trip to Los Angeles, I unpacked my bag and found a dead cockroach shrouded by a dirty sock in the bottom corner.
"Shit," I thought, "we're being invaded."
And so I threw the unpacked clothes, books, shoes, and toiletries back into the suitcase, carried it out onto the driveway, and dumped the contents onto the pavement, ready to stomp on any other cockroach stowaways. But there was only one cockroach, stiff and dead. As he lay on the pavement, I leaned closer to him. His legs were curled under his body. His head was tilted at a sad angle.
Sad?
Yes, sad. For who is lonelier than the cockroach without his tribe?
From my narration for Audible, Trial and Terror by Adam L. Pennenberg. Marsalis clamped a hand around her arm, found a pressure point, and squeezed. Summer's knees buckled. When she flailed, he gripped her tighter, and with his other hand, pushed his thumb into her clavicle until she was on her knees.
"Let me tell you about mosquitoes," he said. "When one attaches itself to my arm, I don't crush it. I torment it. I flex my arm, and it's trapped by its stinger. But it keeps sucking blood, gorging on it. It can't stop until, pop,
His breath was hot on her face. Summer gasped.
You're hurting me.
This is true. He smiled again.
I'll go to the police.
And tell them the man you successfully defended for rape is out to get you? I think not.